Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the November 22nd, 2021 Five Aces call. My name is Marty Lucas. Our world is changing much faster than any of us realize. Yeah, when Hawkins wrote about levels of consciousness, he spoke about 600 being rare and 1,000 being of the avatar level. Well, that simply isn't true anymore. It's simply not rare. By working with a talented energy worker in Chicago, I've seen the levels of consciousness of many things climb above 600 on a routine basis, and several climb above the 1,000 threshold. And my avatar reagent is one of those. Now, my intention with avatar was to bring in a subtle energy assistant. What I tapped into is the energy of the angel of manifestation as she works through the higher self. And I've not released avatar yet, simply because it must be worked with very carefully and consciously so that it doesn't manifest every thought that crosses the mind. But what avatar has done for me is helped me upgrade my tools so that many of them have higher levels of consciousness and some even greater than 1,000. That means they make major and long-lasting changes much faster than ever before. And that includes many of the reagents you currently have from me, including, well, the Ho'oponopono is running at 850. Somasol 2 is running at about 1050. The Longevity Elixir is 1312, and the Mirror of Life is about 1355. And simply having these reagents in your vicinity raises your own level of consciousness. And as your level of consciousness rises, so do your abilities. Because more and more of your DNA is activating. That means you will naturally be able to do more, and your manifestation delay will continue to decrease. So even without the avatar reagent, you are manifesting what you're thinking about much more quickly than ever before. And that's all well and good, but this added energy means that we must change the way we do things. Many of the things we used to do simply won't work anymore. Even more striking is that many of our healing tools will no longer work for us and may actually pull us down. And I'm seeing this across the board with clients and friends. Most of the healing tools on the market are designed to help people to get to a certain stable level of energy. After you surpass that level, the tool can not only hold you back, but it can pull you back as well. And now that doesn't mean the tool is not a good one. It's simply it may no longer be a good tool for you. So you have to check every tool every time. And I have multiple healing devices in my lab I can no longer use for me or my clients. They still work well for many chemically poisoned fields and soils. And that also means that I am reticent to use my latest tools for livestock, and not because the tools won't heal them, but because raising the consciousness of an animal that's destined for slaughter, well, it's just vile. At a recent expo near the East Coast, I was struck by several things. First, many of the exhibitors were showing the same things we saw 20 years ago. There were the monoatomic minerals, there were the ionic foot detoxes, there were the far infrared saunas, and many of the same old technologies that have been around forever. The second thing that struck me was that what we routinely use in our own work is groundbreaking brand new for them. Many of the things we do as a matter of course simply are not possible without our tools. And further, it's the tools that we've developed in just the last 5 years. I showed some Reiki masters how to potentize their favorite frequencies into flashlight batteries and then use that flashlight to shine that frequency. And it was something they had never heard of or even thought of. It was mystical and magical to them. But what struck me as the most interesting at the event was what happened to a couple of my associates and myself. I had worked with them the night before the event, and there were some minor healing issues, so I brought out my reagents and dissolved the blockages, and the body basic set seemed to be the one that was making the most changes. And as is typical, we saw some long-term discomfort go away and some added tissue flexibility and a general increase in well-being. And the next day, at the symposium, we were offered an opportunity to try a new healing technology that poured scalar energy directly into the chakras. Now, having experienced the Kelly Betar table and several of Brian Besko's ascension chambers, I figured that this would be similar. I was wrong. The device was very focused on the physical, so I didn't feel any spiritual component at all. Or worse, when my colleagues were given a session, they lost all the progress we'd made the night before. The pain returned, as did the stiffness, and it took another session with my tools to get them back up to speed. I assumed it was just something peculiar with that device, but then clients began reporting that when they tried different healing technologies, they too lost ground. So as a rule of thumb, always douse it. Don't assume. And I sometimes forget that basic rule. Now, in my business, if a client doesn't have a certain level of consciousness or he doesn't measure at that level, I simply don't accept them. If a book doesn't have information that will raise my LOC, I don't read it. And now I have to apply that same test to healing devices and modalities as well. And again, it's not that these devices aren't good. It isn't that these protocols don't work, but if they resonate at a lower frequency than you, they can't help you. Now, I own a Healy, and I don't use it, but I know a lot of people that use them and love them. I also have a couple of automated radionics devices, and I don't use them either. In fact, I have dozens of reagents and books and decks and cards that no longer resonate with me. What that means, if there is something you do resonate with it, then use it now while it still works for you. But expect to graduate from it to something else. Nothing is permanent. That also means if the same thing you used years ago is still working for you, you haven't outgrown it yet. And if you haven't outgrown it, does that mean you're not growing? Well, that's a question for you. But if you're not growing now, then you're really missing out and what I believe is one of the major reasons we chose to be here at this time. It's my belief we're here so we can experience this massive energy change. You know, help others? Sure. Learn more about ourselves? Well, absolutely. But why would we choose all this drama unless there was an upside? Well, this energy shift is the upside. Just in the past several months, I've worked with several energy workers that are pulling in new reagents, complete with the fractals and the harmonics, directly from divinity. These reagents are fantastic, and I brought in several that way myself. I still use my four super tuners and others' tuning stations. They are not wasted. But when I work to bring in a new reagent, I direct download from divinity. Because it's faster, it's easier, and it's better than anything I could do anyway. In addition, when it comes from divinity, you know it is for your or someone's highest good. On a recent conference call, one of the longtime members started right off saying she needed a better way to protect her energies. The tools she had used simply weren't working anymore. Interestingly, less than a week before, I brought in the Mirror of Life. When she felt the energy of that reagent, she said this is what she had been waiting for ever since her severe health issues a few years ago. She asked at that time why she had to stay, and now she has what I built as a defensive tool that answers that question for her. At a recent event, several of my colleagues and myself were attacked, and I used my return to sender with an added multiplier as well as an intention, and the attacker has been suffering ever since. Now, while part of me enjoys that, I also understand that creating suffering, even when it's justified and even when it is the attacker that's hurting himself, does not make the world a better place. And so I wanted a defensive tool that not only protected but helped as well. And that's where the mirror of life came from. It takes whatever is sent, converts it to love, multiplies it, and returns it to sender. Even the idea for such a reagent was far-fetched a year or so ago. Now the tool is here. It's working. And even better tools are coming along. And that's the energy we're in. Expect miracles. If you are connected, the changes won't be so bad. Expect your thoughts and dreams and desires to manifest. Expect the universe to line up behind you and make things happen for you and through you. And that is our current reality. No fear, just opportunity. Let's go ahead and open the line. And so that's what the last couple of weeks have been. It's, you know, every time that I get, you know, another one of these steps forward, I keep telling people, well, this is the most exciting thing, you know, that I've been through, and that almost sounds like old hat, but that's really how fast things are changing and how quickly things are moving along. You may remember, a few weeks ago when we were talking about, hey, how would you like to have a reagent that balances everything on the worksheet? And I said, yeah, that's out there. And it is. You know, and it's a wonderful reagent if all you want to do is balance the stuff that's on a worksheet. But there's been so many more advances and breakthroughs and downloads since that one that, you know, that one isn't even very exciting anymore. And so as we're coming into the end of the year and with all the different things that are coming and the changes, I can't tell you how excited I am to see what is coming next. You know, at this point, once, and there are several people now that are downloading these reagents and these frequencies directly with all the harmonics and all of the fractal layers. And if you can think about it, you can turn it into a reagent. And the biggest issue that most of us have is we have these blockages between our ears that tell us, you know, what can and can't be done. And it looks like even more than ever that as of right now, anything is possible. And perhaps even more than just anything. Truly a remarkable time to be in this industry. So let's open up the lines and see if there's any questions or comments. And if not, I'd certainly go over, you know, some of the other things we saw while we were out at Marlboro, Massachusetts.
Well, Marty, that was really inspiring and wow. Great stuff. That's my first comment. Thank you for sharing that.
I tell you what, you're very welcome. But again, you know, as much as I would like to say that, you know, it is my genius and my hard work and dedication and all that that's bringing it in, you know, I know for a fact that it is absolutely simply tuning into the frequencies and being open to that information. You know, there's a good friend of mine and energy healer out of Chicago, and she'd wanted me to build a reagent for her for a couple of years, and I kept telling her, no, it's not for me to build. It's not for me to build. It's got to be yours. And she used a divine download to bring in the original innocence. And holy mackerel, I'm not really sure what original innocence is, but it is... It is nearly magical, and we're seeing that, you know, all over. And I just heard from Dr. Peel that she had downloaded some new reagents, and I'm excited to see what those are as well. So these are just for those that step up to the bat and open themselves to the possibility, we are absolutely going to be able to do whatever we can think we want to do.
So, Marty, when you speak of divine download, is this in a meditative state while you are at your tuning station, or and then dialing in rates that correspond to what you're desiring and intent for that particular reagent?
I'm a firm believer in, you know, if somebody wrote the book, read the book. And I took this clue directly from Michelle Peel. Michelle has a special connection with the angels, and she's had that since she was a child. And what she does is she asks the angels, and then she holds the blank reagent in her hand while the angels give her that frequency. And I thought, you know, if she can do that, I can certainly try it. And so it is not even a matter of being at the instrument. And at the first couple of them that I worked with that way, you know, I had to check because I couldn't believe that it was that easy, that, you know, ask and it'll be given to me. But, you know, that's exactly what our spiritual teachers have taught us, you know, since we were kids, is ask and the door will be open. And if you put yourself in that state and connect with whoever you connect with on the other side, your higher self or your angels, your guides, avatars or whatever, and just ask them for it as you're holding that reagent in your hand, you will be amazed at what happens. And I would love to have a great scientific explanation how the energies are, you know, changing the crystalline structure of the reagent and all the rest of that. All I know for sure is that it absolutely works. Now, when I go to copy them, I use the instrument because I'll make a dozen or two dozen copies. But you know, when I'm working with that divine download, that's exactly how I do it.
Thank you.
I've let the secret out. Oh gosh, now what's going to happen? Everybody's going to try it, which is exactly what I hope you do.
Sure.
Because if everybody is bringing in these divine frequencies, I can just imagine how much faster we're all going to be able to grow.
Now, Marty, do you think that this is the ascension process starting up?
I do not think it is the ascension process starting up. I think it is about halfway through the ascension process.
Oh, gotcha.
I think we are well in the middle of it, and as those energies are tuning up, and you know, we've talked about the split in society, you know, and some of the other things, you know, in past calls, and I believe that that's part and parcel of what we're seeing. As you allow those higher frequencies to come in, you know, more higher frequencies come in on top of that. And the proof in the pudding really was at the Massachusetts Expo. You know, when I'm seeing people that, you know, I send them in to this device with a high general vitality, you know, and they come out and I have to reset them to get them back up that general vitality. You know, if they went in with a general vitality of, you know, 250 or 300, I think that device would have been great for them. But they were simply at a higher frequency. And when people are operating at a higher frequency, it's fun to watch them because they're doing energy work subconsciously without even, I mean, not making a deal of it, not, I mean, they just do it. You know, it's like they, this one lady, And I was there supporting the dowsers, and so I wasn't there with, you know, all my radionic tools. I did bring some of my reagents, and one of my associates, when a gal came up to the booth, we could tell that there was something wrong, and she just went over there and you know, just asked if she could put her hand on her shoulder, and then she began doing the work, and you know, and within about 5 minutes, the woman was just absolutely ecstatic with the changes. But it wasn't like a sales come on. It was more like, well, here, you're being distracted by this other stuff. Let's get that out of the way so we can get back to talking about dowsing. And that was kind of what it was. And that was going on at the dowsing booth, you know, the entire weekend. And it was not going on at other booths. You know, it was very much unique to that group of people.
Why is that?
Well, one, because we were all playing with reagents the night before, and so we all walked in there with a very high frequency.
Oh, I see.
So there was a dowsers conference.
It was the Massachusetts Living Health Natural Living Expo, and the dowsers had a booth there, and I was asked to go out and speak, and then help the dowsers with their booth, and so I made that trip, and it was good to see old friends, and I kind of wanted to see, you know, since we spent about, 2 years in our own little cocoon, I kind of wanted to see what the outside world looked like and see if, you know, if we were losing ground or if they were catching us or what I was missing. And because, you know, every once in a while you'd like to go out and say, gosh, you know, and try to catch up. But I got out there and it was like, wow, I can be a hero with my old stuff. I don't have to bring any of my new stuff because they're pretty impressed with the stuff I made 2 years ago.
Yeah, but don't you think you're supposed to bring that to humanity? And have you ever thought about broadcasting it to the Earth, and all occupants of the Earth?
Well, and we've talked about this as well. I'm a firm believer that the way we bring it to humanity is grab those individuals and bring the individuals up and then have them spread it. And you know, that has traditionally been how the avatars have worked. You know, whether it is, you know, any of the prophets or the different religious figures, you know, what they did was they built a small group of very high frequency individuals and sent those individuals out into the world. And
yeah. Because nobody else understood it.
Nobody else understood it. And frankly, when you've got somebody that's operating at a level of consciousness of, you know, 600, 800, 900 or more, there's nothing can stand against him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if
Marty, speaking of avatars.
Go ahead.
No, speaking of avatars, is your avatar reagent ready?
You know, there's a drop me an email or a message, and I'll get you the update on that, Kate.
Will do.
Yeah. So, what a marvelously exciting time, And I'm so glad to be able to share, you know, my discoveries with like-minded people, and as we all move ahead a little bit, because it is such an exciting time. There is so much to learn and so many possibilities coming at us. And I don't know whether it, you know, it started with the heart and soul's desire, or if the heart and soul's desire was just, was a result, you know, of some of the work or a combination thereof. But it's just been a pretty cool year. I know there's people that thought that 2021 was a lousy year, but as far as energy work, it's been a great year. You know, it's just it's really had an opportunity to separate out the people that are awake from the people that are asleep, and the people that are scared from the people that are looking forward to the changes. And you know, that's that's exciting there. And there's still a lot of people scared, and I don't blame them. If everything that you thought was real was disappearing right in front of you, well, that's a good time to be scared. And for many people, that's exactly what's happening. But I don't see that in this community. I think in our radionics community, I think that we've got a group of people that are seeing the opportunities and are seeing the changes for what they are. It's a necessary part of that path of ascension.
Well, they say, Marty, for the ones that are still getting the jab and are afraid, that basically the whole thing is set up so that it would be a lesson. You know, if we went along just the way we were, we'd never think about ascension. We'd never think about learning a lesson of what's going on. And so, there might be just... And, you know, when you are in fear, then you start asking questions and looking around. Or if you're in lesson, you're asking, you know, what can I learn from this? And, you know, maybe it's just for our highest good to have this pandemic. I never really have thought that the pandemic was good, but in some ways, you know, it's kind of the hero's journey. So,
if you've gotten this far and you haven't woken up, I don't know what'll wake you up. And I don't mean that in the social context of you know, saying the right thing to the right person so you don't hurt somebody else's feelings and all the rest of that. I mean just being aware and being able to stand back from the drama and see the drama for what it is.
Yeah.
There's a lot of drama and there's a lot of tragedy, and it's happening all around us. And if we get attached, well, then it's awful hard to stay on course. So I'm, you know, and it, oh my gosh, is it easy to get attached? Anybody that's been watching the news with that trial in Wisconsin, you know, it's easy to get attached one way or the other on that trial. And in the larger context, that's just drama.
Well, it kind of puts you on one side or the other. I'm sorry?
I'd say in 150 years, it won't make any difference.
Well, in some ways, no matter what side you're on, you're always thinking. And, so if you're thinking maybe, watching TV is not really a good thing, I don't think, especially the news, because nothing is good. And, you know, I think the powers in be want us to think a certain way. And so, you know, you kind of like, well, what is it that they want us to think? And then look at it more objectively and go, is that really the truth or not? So, you never get unbiased reporting on the news. So it's very, you know, it's very suspicious. I don't think it's for our highest good.
Well, again, if you believe that we are, moving out of the patriarchy into the matriarchy, or we're ascending or whatever, if we stay attached and committed to the drama, no matter which side of the drama that you stay attached to, that mm-hmm. keeps you in their game.
That's true.
If you're a diehard Democrat or a diehard Republican, and you're just going to stay that way, that keeps you directly in the patriarchy, and that keeps you in the power structure that has been running things for the last 10,000 years. And start looking around and notice the things that, as your frequency is changing, just notice the things that, maybe even 2 years ago you thought were somewhat entertaining, and now you look at them and go, that's not, and maybe it was a movie that you really liked, and you watched it again and went, ooh, I don't know why, I thought that was interesting. And you're actually being attracted to the things that are for your highest good. And so as we revel in this new energy, it's not like we have to fight our temptations, because we're being tempted many times by the things that are for our highest good. And once we dislodge ourselves from that drama, it allows us to be drawn to those things that are going to make us better.
Yeah.
And I may be extraordinarily naive, but that change of perspective has really made me a lot happier.
Say that one more time.
I say I may be extraordinarily naive, but that change of perspective has really made me a lot happier.
And the change of perspective is?
That I honestly believe that I am here doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and that the universe is helping me do it.
Yes, now this is a very interesting thing because, my parents didn't tell me that was the goal. I don't think anybody's parents told them that was the goal. We're just kind of finding it out now. So really the children that we're having now will tell them that, but we have to learn it the hard way. But I think it's, we're all kind of, in our group, we're all kind of dancing around it and starting to believe it.
Well, we were taught that happiness was a byproduct of hard work, and at best, and it was selfish at worst. And so if you did the things that, you were supposed to do that would make you happy, then that was being selfish and short-sighted. I believe that is a great way to keep people engaged in the patriarchy, in the machine, and to keep them from waking up. But once people start waking up and looking around, then pretty soon we go, wait a minute, I'm actually drawn to the things that make me happy, and as I do the things that make me happy, everything else seems to work out for me as well.
Yeah.
It's really, and again, I don't know if it's actual changes or if it is mostly the change right between my ears, but I'm pretty happy with it.
Well, you're an advanced being. We all know that.
Well,
of course, we are too. Nobody really.
I think I am just as advanced as everybody else. How's that?
Well, I think there's a lot of advanced beings that forgot they're advanced beings because their parents told them they should be attorneys. David Wilcock says that our solar system, everything is expanding out, so prior to the solar flash, we end up going through part of the universe that is higher energy than what we're experiencing now than 10 years ago. So maybe it's just going to be an automatic that people will finally get it.
Well, I think that a lot of people are going to get it, and you know, if that solar flash is really a, you know, a high energy burst, you know, as we all know, if you've been in the sun, you know, a little bit all spring, you know, you can go to the beach and not get sunburned. But if you've been hiding in the house all spring and then go to the beach, you're going to get cooked. For those of us that have been stepping out in the sun a little bit, I think when that solar burst finally happens, I think it's going to be a marvelous event. And for those people that have been hiding in the house, when that solar flash happens, I think they're going to get fried.
Mm.
Marty, I have a trick question for you. Every time when on this phone call, I feel like there is so much energy. I feel so much more energy after the phone call. But today there is something different. I still feel that energy, but it's so much stronger. And I don't know if it's is it new reagent? Is it you broadcast something? I don't know if I'm the only one that's feeling that. It's like super strong. It's really good. It's very cleansing. But I can sense it. Like, I know I'm crazy, but I'm just curious. Anybody else picking up on that?
You're an advanced being.
Yeah, sure.
I think that's just part of walking this path right now, I'm not currently broadcasting anything, but you know, I've been playing around with some really cool stuff all day.
Because I can pick it up.
Yeah, and you know, your dowsing says, okay, what's the level of consciousness of this, and you come up with a number, and then you go, okay, if I change this a little bit, what's it change to? And you know, and you come up with numbers that nobody would believe. And then you grab onto it and go, well, I don't know if that number is correct or not, but this sure does feel good. Yeah.
It feels like a sun with the rays of sun, rays of light. That's how powerful I feel that. And it's very strong. So I don't know. Feels very real to me. Whatever you were playing with, if these are the after effects.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You know, we might be connected as a group. That's a very interesting thought, the woman that was speaking, because I think that a lot of souls came in for the ascension, because my understanding, it might not be right, but we have to be more life-affirming than death-affirming, and we're not. But we're just a little under, we're like 48%, I think. So, you know, if a group came in to help us raise our frequency so that we can make the ascension, that might be us, all the dowsers, all the healers. Not all the healers, but, you know, people that think that we can make a difference. We can learn to love ourselves and others. You know, it's love is the answer, you know, and you don't see that much of it really in the news. I think it's much more prevalent than we realize, but we don't see it that much.
Well, on the next Five Aces call, for those of you that have done some energy work either with me or other people where you're being able to reach out and grab a frequency, I'm going to have a special frequency package that I want you to reach out and grab, and I'll have that on our next call. I honestly believe that the way things are moving, and as quickly as they're moving, even if that's not something that you're comfortable with or have done that before, well, I guess it's going to be in about two weeks, whatever it is. They're on the 13th. I think that you're going to be able to do it without even thinking about it. And that's just part of...
Isn't it happening right now? Is you talking about this, Marty? Isn't it happening like right now? You're mentioning it and it's already happening?
Oh, it is. It is. For, you know, for those that are ready, it's probably happening right now, and you're probably. But I'll explain what it is on the 13th. How's that? So if you're reaching
Sounds
out,
good.
And grabbing on to different things, and again, once we are connected, and since we have met, our higher selves have met. Once we are connected, then those frequencies that I have. All you have to do is reach out and touch them. And there are no secrets in the subtle energy world. So it's not like, oh, my gosh, you know, I've got to keep this away from somebody. Because, you know, our higher selves trust each other implicitly. And so, you know, if you have a frequency that you feel like you'd like to share with the group, or and certainly if I've got one, And I encourage you, if you're up against the wall on something and you don't feel like talking to somebody, you know, think in your mind and douse to see who might have that answer or who might have that frequency you're looking for, and then ask that it be given to you.
Could be from one of your own past lives.
It doesn't make any difference. If, let's say that you've had a particularly... difficult project you're working on, you know, okay, who has this frequency? In fact, you don't even know who has it. You know, does the frequency exist? Can I download it? Is it safe and appropriate? Can I have it now? And then just, you know, and what I do is I hold that blank reagent in my right hand. And my dowser in the other hand, and I just hold it there until I've got it, and then once that it says it's there, I test it.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
Now, let's say the first time you do it only works about 30%. Okay. And then the next time you do it, it works about 60%. Okay. And then after you've done it a dozen times, it's working 95 or 100%. Perfect.
Now, Marty, do you have to put it in a reagent, or can you just download it into your field?
Well, I typically put it into a reagent so that I've got something I can hang on to, and then I've got something stable that I can broadcast and I can measure. But that's
okay.
Just my bias, because I like to, I still got that left brain stuff going on where I like to, you know, test and measure and evaluate. You know, so that when I get a new reagent, I like to test it on 5 or 6 or 7 different subjects all at once to see what all changes. Because what I found is when I ask for something, I always get more than I ask for, and many times what I get is much better than what I asked for.
Life is good.
You know, it's like... you know, it's like the mirror of life. You know, I was looking for a defensive measure, and what I received was something that's much, much better.
Well, you know, that's kind of interesting because I know you work with beliefs, and if we douse to get rid of a lot of the ones that you have down that you can douse for, like, I'm not good enough, I can't do it, stuff like, if we got rid of that alone, if we ran your rates for those faulty beliefs, we'd be more open to do the stuff that's for our highest good.
Absolutely.
A lot don't deserve is a big thing.
There's easier ways to do it than knocking it out one belief at a time. One belief at a time absolutely works, and it works well. but there's much easier ways to do it.
And how is that? Or with your reagents?
You love is absolutely the answer. It absolutely is the answer. And when you bring in that highest harmonic of love, whether it is love for the world or self-love or whatever, when you bring that in, that other stuff just dissolves. And when I brought the heart and soul's desire together into the heart space, all of those other core belief things just vanished. They just poofed. Because most of the things that we have that slow us down, those core beliefs, are those uncertainties that because we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing.
Oh, I see.
And when we're doing what we're supposed to be doing in our heart of hearts, when we're actually fulfilling our soul destiny or divine destiny or God's will or whatever you want to call it, when we're actually doing what we're supposed to be doing, not only are we happy, but all of those limitations that we have between our ears just go away. Because those limitations are associated with the character we're playing and not who we are.
Oh, I see.
Oh,
that's interesting.
And again, I may be totally naive, but that seems to be just exactly what's happening. And so as soon as I quit trying to put a face to the world that is not necessarily me, soon as I just decided that me is good enough, the whole world seems to get behind me and go, yeah. Because
We all want to be able to say that.
Yeah, the world didn't need a character. The world needed this particular package of attributes to do certain things. And so when I'm doing those things that I'm here to do, the world helps you do it.
Yeah.
And I think that's why some of these wild reagents are coming in is because, I have the capacity to bring them in, and I'm supposed to. Okay.
Yeah. And everybody else has their job. It's
and everybody
sometimes
has their
hard
time.
To figure it out, huh?
Well, sure, it's hard to figure out because we've been told that if we do the things just to make ourselves happy, we're not going to be able to pay the bills. It's selfish, it's immature, you'll never climb the corporate ladder, you'll end up being broke, how many horror stories did our parents tell us?
Well, no, that's kind of interesting. It's all related to money, isn't it?
Well, much of it is.
Yeah, and really, if you're doing what you love, you can be poor and still be happy.
Well, some of the happiest people I know are the ones that have the fewest possessions.
Yeah.
And some of them, I've got a friend of mine that, that's got more money than he could spend in 10 lifetimes. And, at his deepest sense, he is just not a happy person. And I wish he was because, with his resources, he could do anything that he wanted to. He could be anything he wanted to. He could help anybody he wanted to. But he's still going through all of that other stuff.
Well, that might be his soul's journey, but maybe you could help him.
Well, he's...
Think of one of your
we're making some progress. He's in his 80s. We're making some progress, but he's got to want to, and that's that's part of it too. Part of it too. Yeah.
Marty, how do you know when you're dowsing? Is it for this reality or this is for separate reality? Like, what is that denominator?
I usually just put that in as part of the question, that, you know, when I'm looking for an answer, I want it for this reality.
I'll give you an example. I rescued, I'm a therapist, and I also train horses, mini horses, specifically for a therapy program, right? So in March, we rescued a mini, and a week ago, my husband and I was training this mini, and she's supposed to be part of our program, and everything is good, and we're starting our soft visits, and I'm excited, you know, the energy is amazing. And a week ago, my husband looking at this horse, and she says, "Your horse is pregnant." I'm like, "There's no way she's pregnant. What are you talking about?" He was like, "Yes, she is pregnant." So anyway, long story short, we have two vets that said, "No, she's not pregnant. We're waiting for the blood test to be to receive the blood test in 6 days from now. It was done today." But when I'm looking at this horse, I see the baby next to her. When I put my hands on her, I can swear that I hear the heartbeat, which I know is bizarre. My pendulum telling me, yes, she's pregnant. I have another lady who is very, very, very strong dowser, the same thing coming up for her. I have a download, seeing a baby, hearing the baby's name. So we'll know in five or six days from now, we'll know if she's pregnant or not. But like during those times when you really believe that, okay, that's your intuition, and sometimes it's turned not to. So my question is it possible you're still picking up for information, but it's not accurate for this time?
That could be. And when many times when I have an issue where I'm uncertain for whatever reason, I'll do a blind dowsing as well.
What kind of dowsing?
Blind dowsing.
Oh. Can you define that?
Blind dowsing was where I would put different questions in separate envelopes and then mix up the envelopes and then go from there.
Yeah. Interesting. Hmm. Wow, that's interesting. Yeah. And, you know, there is a, I don't know if this would apply to you. I'm just going to mention it. But when things happen in your life, here you have something that is pregnant. Maybe you are about to bring out something new in your life. Maybe you're the one that's pregnant. Not
no, 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 no. No, I'm not.
Not physically, but that you would actually have a birth of a new idea for the world. I'm hearing that pretty strong. You might want to douse on that in this reality. And I could be wrong, but, you know, I felt my guides are like, tell her. So I'm just mentioning it.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
And if it's for your highest good, that's great. If it's not, just and she's always, she's to keep quiet sometimes. But anyway. You might want
Can
to
you ask your guides if my horse is pregnant?
No.
Please?
That's not my job.
No?
No.
Okay.
No, I would ask, but I say I'm already heard that it's not my problem. See, you're not believing your doubt.
Well, I am believing. I mean, there's part of me that wants a horse. I mean, at this point, we're like, okay, it's already like a fun game, you know, whose gut feeling is correct. That's where we are right now, you know.
Yeah, but wouldn't that be wonderful?
Oh, no, it will be wonderful. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just,
my goodness.
You know, just interesting, that's all.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I hear happy. Oh, I hear joy. But, you know, don't pay any attention to me. I could be in another timeline.
All right. Any other questions or comments tonight?
Oh, yes, I do. I missed because I was on the – I was tuning in to when you were talking about Dan Magnum's Vertical Green. I thought, for some reason, I thought you started at 8 o'clock, and I dialed your number, and you weren't there, so I said, well, you know, he must be at some conference. So Could you just, in just a couple of phrases, mention, I have a pyramid roof, which actually creates negative green. I think it was corrected, but can you maybe just a few comments on negative green in your life?
Negative green is the way I understand it, and I am not an expert on the biogeometry, but the negative green, the way I understand, is not the major problem. It is the vertical negative green.
Vertical negative green.
Yeah, and that is what I've been told is the problem is the vertical negative green. And there's supposed to be, ways that you can, mitigate that and eliminate it and whatnot. And I've certainly done a little investigation in that, but I am not the vertical negative green expert at all.
Did Dan give any remedies?
Dan had a card that he provided that would work on it.
Oh, interesting.
And so,
okay.
I think he sells those cards.
Yeah. No. Just for insurance, I think I'll contact him.
Yeah.
Now, I do know. Let's see. Okay. So I have a pyramid roof. I was told that if you put a line down two sides, I forget now.
You put a line down the center of the sides of the pyramid. And it eliminates the vertical
sides.
Negative green. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Now my builder was from Tokyo, and he built pagodas and stuff over there. So I'm pretty sure he did it. And I doubt that I don't have it, but you never know. So yeah, I think I'll get the card. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for your input.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a great hour. I want to thank everybody for joining me. Stay tuned on my website at theradionics.us or my Every Advantage Facebook. The next time we get together, I'll have some interesting frequencies for you to reach out and grab. And in the meantime, have a happy and safe Thanksgiving. And what do you say we get back on the... second Monday of next month. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Thank you, Marty.
Good night.
Thanks, Marty.
Thank you.
Bye.
Good night.
Thank you.